Today is Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 155. Matt Scott is joined by Rich Fregosa, Margie Duffy, and myself, talking about video tiling through AV over IP solutions. Rich Fregosa starts off talking about how Savant can market this product for the residential space.
Well, I think the first thing that we have to consider is that Savant has announced a proof of concept, right? So in 2009, I've had a video tiler in my theater, but it was 1080p total. And it took 8 HDMI inputs, and you know it put a scaled output, and it is not a cheap piece of equipment that also required a sophisticated control system to make it all work. Fast forward a decade later, now we're talking about a device that is now going to do that over an IP infrastructure. Now, yes, you know, if you think about it, you know, with our 4K and with 8K coming down the line, we're looking at, you know, 18 gigabits of signal. Some of the IP manufacturers have gotten it down to 10 gig. Some of the manufacturers have gotten it down to 1 gig. So, you know, Savant is taking the approach of saying, in instances where you can have this type of bandwidth in your system, we're ready to provide this for you, and you can enjoy your system and the tiling experience right now. There's, you know, there is an unspoken right there, which is saying that there are going to be other manufacturers and probably Savant themselves who are probably tirelessly looking at ways to integrate this into their legacy systems. But you have to start somewhere. It's much like large displays. 103 inch plasma 10 years ago was $150,000 device. Now, you know, you're getting 80 inch TVs for $3,500. So, you know, we are going to see, as the proof of concept gets rolled out, then we'll start seeing that scale down and that trickle effect that comes through. That's the beauty of it. When you are dealing with a packetized signal, you're not dealing necessarily with a copper wavelength that you have to worry over distance. So as time passes, as algorithms get better, we will start seeing other items work their way through. I mean, a perfect example is take a look at what SnapAV has been able to do already with video over IP. I mean, it was, video over IP for a period of time was seen as something exorbitantly expensive or out of reach. Now we have, from a distribution standpoint, you know, a device that is providing that at a cost-sensitive price. So, you know, I'm excited about it because I always think that, you know, when you're blazing the trail, that allows you to set yourself apart, maintain the cachet that people are looking for, and builds the loyalty with your client. Because if you're getting them started early, you're only going to get the downstream trickle.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.